Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Fortunately, this next interview is with a guy in President Trump's cabinet, so I'm sure that he has been through the ringer. I mean, the Veterans Administration constantly is dealing with issues. They serve a huge number of people who have a great number of needs. It is always a challenge, and this guy has risen to that challenge. Secretary Robert Wilkie is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and I appreciate you coming on. I mean, how would you characterize things right now for you all at the VA?
Sure.
When it comes to COVID? Are we in a
good
place?
John, first of all, thank you for having me, and I know you're going to treat me well because I think you and I have met.
Oh, yeah.
When you were with George Allen, I was Trent Lott's floor manager.
That's right. And I'm glad you're in that spot. I've always admired you from afar.
That's right. It's good. It's good to talk with you. No, we're in the best place in spite of the epidemic that we've been in really in 50 years. We have the highest approval ratings in our history for healthcare at 90.1%. We just set a record for the most appointments that we've ever had. We've gone in this administration. We've gone from 17 out of 17 in terms of best places to work in government to 6. And we have deployed our people to 46 states to help non-veterans. In the Commonwealth, we're in 200 nursing homes right now with our nurses and our doctors. We're sharing PPE. And one of the shocks that I experienced when I was down in Hampton last week was nurses telling me that they've gone into state homes and they were confronting workers who were using plastic bags as PPE. So we have fulfilled our mission to support the nation. But in terms of the impact on veterans, we've had about 32,000 veterans infected. Mm-hmm. Sadly, we've lost 2,000. But 28,000 of those have recovered fully. So we've not been hit the way it was predicted. We thought we were looking at hundreds of thousands of infections with tens of thousands of deaths. So our veterans have responded to our warnings. Mm-hmm. They've been able to protect themselves. And we are preparing in the event that this thing boomerangs back on us in the fall and winter. So we're taking lessons learned and going forward from that.
Do you think vets have increased risk here? You know, I remember when I was at IAVA, the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Group up in New York,
right.
They were talking a lot about burn pits and how that had impacted the ability for some vets who were exposed to toxic chemicals to breathe. Has that been an issue?
That really hasn't because, first of all, the impact on veterans in terms of life-threatening situations mirrors that in the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily veterans who are elderly. We've had a surge in the last few weeks of infections, but the majority of those are younger veterans, and we've actually seen a decrease in terms of hospitalizations. But on the burn pit issue, and it's one that I worked on when I was Undersecretary of Defense, we take people in regardless of the source of the illness.
Mm-hmm.
So we treat those who present themselves with respiratory issues. And we're working with the Department of Defense on a burn pit registry. And my formative experience was watching my father and his generation return home from Vietnam. And I told General Mattis when I was over there at the Pentagon that we don't want to have a repeat of the whole Agent Orange experience. And I think there's quicker movement now on burn pits than there ever was on Agent Orange.
I remember the wait list was a big issue a few years ago.
That's gone.
Is it completely gone? And this hasn't.
That's gone.
Back?
In fact, the free market approach of this president has really benefited millions of veterans, and I'll say why. If we cannot provide a veteran with a service in a certain number of days, then we allow that we work with that veteran to get into the private sector. But I'll give you an example as to what's happened down in Hampton. As you know, the Norfolk area has the highest concentration of veterans in this country. Mm-hmm. In the last administration, you were looking at 120 days wait time just for a primary care visit. Well, it's 15 days now. Which is better than anything you'll get in the private sector.
That's
so
true.
We've worked very hard to do that. But the focus, though, John, and this applies to many of your listeners outside of Henrico and the counties around you, is rural veterans. And that is increasing our footprint for those veterans who do have to travel a long way to get to a VA. In a normal month, for instance, we have about 40,000 mental health teleappointments. In June, it was up to 905,000. So we've stressed the system in a good way, and telehealth really is the wave of the future. And that, if there is a benefit to come out of this epidemic and this crisis, it's that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that we're shifting to that. It speeds things up and doesn't seem to decrease the quality of care. I'm watching the clock, and I want to ask you about an issue that I worked on pretty closely, which was veteran suicide.
Yes.
And we know that this isolation has been tough on
the
general population in the United States.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find out that there were a lot of suicides that we didn't cover during the last four months. How are vets doing?
Well, it's almost counterintuitive. We were experiencing last year an epidemic of death by suicide on our properties. We haven't seen that since this crisis started. And the beauty of veterans is that in a crisis like this, veterans tend to look in on other veterans, be it individually or through the veteran service organizations, such as the one you work for. But more importantly is what we're looking at in the future, and that is the National Roadmap on Suicide Prevention. It's the first president to ever make this a national effort, and we're doing everything from using the supercomputers at the Department of Education, Department of Energy, to opening the financial resources to localities and to charities and churches. To help us find those veterans. We can't see the vast majority of those who take their lives are from my father's generation in Vietnam. And that, to me, is the last of the ongoing tragedies from that conflict. One thing I will say is that this president has allowed me to close one of the final circles from Vietnam. And this fall, we're going to start giving financial support and resource support to family caregivers for Vietnam veterans. They were excluded.
Yeah.
And just to put that in perspective, Saigon fell 45 years ago in May. And so we're going to start. I mean, my mother was a caregiver in the last years of my father's life. But those Vietnam veterans and their families will finally get support that they've been missing all these decades.
Dramatic change and one that was needed. I'm glad to hear it. Listen, I really appreciate whenever I get the chance to talk to you, and it sounds like you're doing some great work there and work that actually helps the customer, the citizen, the warrior, the retired warrior.
I want, first of all, I thank you for that. Let me give one quick reason why I think there's been that change, other than certainly the support from the president. He's allowed me to bring in people in the leadership, all of whom have extensive military experience, either in uniform or the families of service members. And why is that so important? You know, because of your background, this is a unique culture. And a unique language is spoken. And unlike the past administration, our leadership can walk into any veteran setting and have credibility because we've all been in that situation. Yeah. And I think that, more than anything else, has been the key to the revival of this department under this president.
Yeah, I don't think anybody questions Donald Trump's commitment to veterans, and when he hires people like you, I think that that is a clear indication that he's prioritizing that. And I appreciate you coming on. Secretary Robert Wilkie, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.